Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
We got to help out Sean. Real dilemma in his family. What are you supposed to do with this? Go ahead, Sean. Tell everybody what's happening.
I'm having a really hard time right now. You know, I love both my parents. I love my mom. I love my dad. But it's the situation right now where my parents are divorced, right?
Okay.
And my dad is about to get married again. And he asked me to be his best man. And, you know, he's getting married to a woman that he cheated on my mom with.
Oh.
Ooh, I hope this isn't like fresh, though.
No. It was like 5 years ago, but still, you know, it's like, I'm just thinking about it. Like, I want my dad to be happy, but if I stand there, you know, I'm the best man. It's kind of like, I'm like, okay, dad, it was fine. You cheated on my mom. Like, how's my mom going to feel, you know? And I'm on my mom's side 100%, but I want my dad to be happy.
Oh boy, how do you get out of that? There's no way for you to be supportive of your father, but also support your mother at the same time.
No.
Yeah. You know, I kind of try like, hinting at my dad like, dad, you know, you sure you want to go through a whole wedding again, you know, planning the whole thing? Why don't you just like elope on the beach, just the two of you?
Yeah. That's a good plan.
He wasn't really getting it. And then I finally went up to him like, dad, listen, I want you to be happy. I love you to death, but you're putting a lot of people in our family in a very awkward position by having them celebrate the woman that you cheated with mom with.
What did he say?
Well, he says that he wants me there, that he needs me there, that he doesn't want people to think that we're shooting, and he's worried about people think.
Oh, I guess. I mean, who else would be his best man if not his son? And if you're not up there, everyone's going to go, oh, what's going on with Sean? Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, he's still mad.
Yeah. And I kind of see it. And the more that I think about it, it's like, yes, if I go through this, if I'm there, if I'm the best man, I have to say a speech celebrating this woman that he cheated on my mom with.
Oh.
How do I deal with this? You know, all I can think about is like, you destroyed my family, lady.
What if you got your mother's blessing? What if you said, look, dad asked me to do this. You can understand why. Do I have your support to say yes? Not that I'm endorsing this woman's behavior or what he did, but just being there for my dad. Can you support me in doing this? You know, would you be able to have that conversation?
Yeah, that's another tough conversation, Jesus.
Might okay. have to have it.
Well, nothing's easy. Or you could just say, no, I can't do it. I can't, and I'm just going to be Switzerland. I'm not supporting anyone.
If this was you in my shoes, how would you go on about it?
You know what? Let's find out what listeners say. Kelsey from Golden Valley. What do you hear in his voice, Kelsey?
Hi. I just hear in his voice that I think he knows that it wouldn't be as supportive for his mom, knowing that the woman that, he said it, this ruined my family. If he would have to make a speech to support this new woman, I just feel like in his heart and his gut, I think he knows that he doesn't want to do that.
Right.
But he seems like a great guy and wants to support his father. But, I mean, he can do that by just going to the wedding and showing support in that way.
Oh.
I think I think he's being a good man by wanting to show his mother support in this regard.
That's a really good point. Hey, you know what? I'll compromise. I'll go to your wedding and then tell mom, I'm not going to stand up and be his best man and high five him for this, but I will go because he's my father. But that's my way of supporting you, mom. I like that.
So you're supporting both a little bit?
Exactly.
Like, you know, not 100% for each, but is his dad going to be okay with that?
Well, you know what? Who says you have to have a wedding party? That late in life, I mean, they're clearly older. They're definitely in their, what, 60s?
Right.
Late 60s?
You don't, I mean, anybody, maybe a son can sign with him and be his witness, but he doesn't have to stand up there. He doesn't have to do a speech.
Right.
You can just celebrate.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Thank you. Let's get to Sydney in Forest Lake. What would you do? What's your advice to Sean?
Hi, good morning. I think that if you have to decide whether it's a good or a bad idea and you even have that thought, 9 times out of 10, it's a bad idea and it's not worth damaging your relationship with your mom. I come from a split family too, and my mom said, hey, like, we'll get you guys pretty dresses, you know, because we were all little kids and stuff. But she's like, out of just basic respect for your dad, I'm not even going to have you in our wedding. And there wasn't even infidelity in that relationship. So
wow.
I agree, go there, support, but do not be in that wedding.
Okay, so just go to the wedding.
Yep, go okay. to the wedding. You can smile and laugh and show your dad, like, support in that way and then have those memories with him, you know, but it's not worth hurting your mom.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, she's the hurting party here.
Yes. Even if it was 5 years ago, it still hurts.
Yeah.
There's no way it doesn't.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Morgan in River Falls. What would you do on Love Him or List Him?
Yeah, I agree with all of the other callers. So far, I think I definitely list the idea of being the best man. Just simply because you need to protect the mom. And I know the caller mentioned that he doesn't want to praise this other woman, but we also need to think about holding the dad accountable. He is the one who was in the other, he was in the relationship with the caller's mom, not this other woman. And I think by being best man, you're sort of saying, Dad, I approve of this behavior, and it's okay that you cheated on mom.
Right.
So I think we need to hold dad accountable and not be best man.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Brent and Blaine, you think this is the parents' business?
Absolutely. I think we should go talk to mom first, see how mom feels about it. But it's been 5 years, and mom might have healed enough that she's like, go ahead. If he wants you to do that, go support your father. You know what I mean? You can still hold dad accountable and say, hey, I don't support the way that this went down, but I do support you, and I do want you to still be happy.
Yeah. So you need to sit down and talk to mom. But then don't you feel like the mom is going to feel bad?
Yeah.
Like you want him to make this decision on his own.
Totally. And then you're going to say, no, my son, Sean, I don't want you to be your father's best man, because you know he'll do whatever you say.
I know. But what mom is going to say that, even if they mean it?
Last call goes to Shannon and Blaine on Love Him or List Him. What do you do, Shannon?
Hi, good morning. So first of all, the dad is afraid of what others will think if his son is not standing up there.
Yep.
Honey, you cheated on your wife. That was your decision. People have already been talking about you. And then to make your son be up there and be uncomfortable, the dad is only thinking about his own feelings and not his son's feelings. Because how would you put your son in that position when you went out of your way and cheated on your wife?
Boy, yeah. You just got schooled.
You sure did.
Mic drop.
Record that and play them for your dad.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon. We'll leave it there then. It sounds like you talk to mom first, maybe compromise and say, hey, mom, to support you, I'm just not going to be his best man, but I will go to the wedding. Tell dad that's your compromise. Problem solved.
Yeah, hopefully.
I like that.
I do too.
Sounds like it could work.